Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There's one thing that I really want to emphasize to the people at home, and I didn't say this earlier, it's kind of saving it at the end, and that is to understand the law of love. God is love, and when he created his universe, he built it to operate in harmony with himself, and the principle of love is the principle of giving. And as God created reality, Romans tells us that his divine nature is seen in what he has made so that men are without excuse. This is a protocol upon which all life is constructed. I'll just give one example, this principle of giving. Every breath you take, you give away carbon dioxide to the plants. And the plants give oxygen back to you, a never-ending circle of giving upon which life is actually built to operate. Yet you are free to transgress the law. You could take a plastic bag, tie it over your head, and selfishly hoard your carbon dioxide to yourself. But the wages of that is death. This is what the Bible is trying to teach us. And I give many more examples in the book, in nature, about how this principle of love, the principle of beneficence, the principle of giving, is the law upon which life in God's universe is built. And that's why selfishness is so reprehensible to God, because selfishness would be like a person tying a plastic bag over their head and saying, I'm hoarding my carbon dioxide to myself. And it's a horrible thing to see, because it results only in the death and destruction of those who are selfish.
And don't you think putting a plastic bag over our heads is akin to refusing to believe what he says to us is true about his love and our life, that he has plans to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future? I mean, truly, it feels like if we're refusing to believe that, it's the same as putting a bag over our head, isn't it?
That's exactly right, and this is how you're exactly right. And how that happens, if you're in a loving, other-centered marriage where you love and trust your spouse, And your spouse loves and trusts you, and somebody comes to you and tells you a lie that your spouse is having an affair, and they show you pictures they've doctored on their computer to make it appear that your spouse is with another. Now, while it's not true and your spouse is still loyal, if you believe the lie, does something inside you change? See, lies believed break the circle of love and trust. And broken love and trust, I now believe a lie, results in fear and selfishness. I don't trust you anymore. I think you're sleeping with somebody else. Therefore, I can't trust you to have my back. I'm going to watch out for myself. I've got to get to the bank, get the money before you do. You say this is self-centered. And this is what happened. Lies about God have been believed. We don't trust him as we should for who he really is. And thus, we act in self-centered ways. Fear and selfishness consumes the heart. This is our sin condition. And that's why perfect love, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth destroys lies, wins us back to trust. When we open our heart and trust, it says in Romans 5:5, he pours his love into our hearts. And that love we experience in that relationship with God casts out the fear, and now we begin to do acts of beneficence, acts of righteousness, all stemming from a trust relationship with him who loves us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.